Our next item is Nassau Grove MRRPC Change of Zone 1552, Revised Master Site Plan on Road 265.
This is a revised site plan for a 244 single-family detached RPC. The commission originally approved the master plan on April 14th, 2005. The revised plan is for the dedication of the future right-of-way for the West Rehoboth Bypass. This area consists of 14 acres more located on the east side of Long Delaware Route 1. The layout's basically the same as the previously approved plan, except that the units have been moved further to the west. Same number of units are still proposed. And the intent of the master plan show how the project will be developed.
Same number of units, but less acreage? So they're scrunching it up.
Just more to the west.
Well, it's basically the reason why they moved the right-of-way reservation that was on the western side of the property, which was 700 feet wide, and moved it to an area described through the agreement with Delta, right next to Route 1.
But has the density changed? Is that?
That's the reason they changed it, because Delta relocated what they're calling the Western Parkway. You've heard, seen some literature on that in the newspaper, I'm sure.
But the reservation was shown on the earlier plan also.
So it's, yeah, this way.
Right, it's just here, in a different location.
Okay.
We looked at the western portion of the property at the bottom of the site map, take about an inch and a half swat out of it, and that's where the reservation was. That would be the last phase of development if the development took place and the Western Parkway never was established. What they did by agreement with Delta, they relocated it next to Route 1 for ramps, et cetera, and not have to go through Mill Pond Acres across the road. Makes more sense anyway. That part of it made more sense.
Did they have to cut down any more trees, or are the trees all gone?
There's too many trees on this site anyway. It was almost all till. I think most of the trees that were on this site were around that pond. And there's someone here that can speak if you need, have any questions. Put him on the spot.
This right here is the change. You want to press the app?
Yeah, this. This came here or before it was
on. So is it more or less a wash as far as, I mean, it's just relocating the Delta reservation?
Yeah, that's right. And it's not, it's actually, I believe it's been conveyed now. Okay. It's not a reservation anymore. It's actually firm. Before it was like a reservation for 5 or 10 years, okay, or something like that, and it would be the last phase of development if they developed the site.
Yeah, no,
so they would still be reserved.
So how, well, I guess we should have someone up.
Mr. Cave, you want to, or whomever would like to speak on behalf of the applicant? You wanna...
Hi, it's Frank Key with Caldera Properties.
Okay, go ahead.
With the change in the plan, how would that affect the adjoining neighbors versus the original plan?
Not at all. It's essentially the same layout. It's just compressed in the center where the ponds are. The entrance, for example, into the site is in the same location and done the same way. What it really does is just free up that 17 acres against Route 1 to do the cloverleaf that they want to do there. And that's been that cloverleaf configuration that land was set aside for was designed by DelDOT's own engineers, and then we talked to them about it, figured out how to compress the plan by squeezing. There were two large lakes in the middle of the plan that are still there. Those have gotten a little smaller, but they pass muster as far as stormwater management is concerned. That's how we compressed it, was right in the center. We got under contract with DelDOT to do what we've done there, to make stockpile dirt areas and shared stormwater management and things like that. So we're really just doing this in order to give them that property there.
So the units that are adjoining the Nesbitt station,
mm-hmm,
they're not any closer to those property lines than than is originally proposed?
Nope, not at all. Same plan, basically.
I have no further questions.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, concerning my motion is for approval of the Nassau Grove MRRPC revised master plan for change of zone number 1552.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Nassau Grove MRRPC change of zone 1552 revised master site plan on Road 265. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.